I'm sorry. I don't like expiration dates. I'm not saying I want more from you or anything like that, but it's too risky for me. The whole thing. Promising anything past March. I don't need a promise. Promise is the wrong word. Attempting, trying. That's risky. He wasn't committed to putting his jacket back on, and I wasn't accepting it, so he stood there holding it between us. We have opposite ideas of risk, I said. Things last until they don't. I can't do this your way. Thanks for the lift home. I pushed the door open before I could change my mind. The warmth of the house blasted my face, and I stepped away from him into the foyer. Turned. He stood there with his jacket over his arm, his posture telling me I could still change my mind. Nice running into you, too, I said. I'm still looking for the glove. I'll have it sent if we find it.
Okay,
he said. Okay. Bye. I gently closed the door. Click. I didn't lock it. I didn't want him to hear the clack of the deadbolt. It seemed rude. I watched out the window as he got back into his car, revved the engine, and sped away. I ran into my room, threw off the shoes, and got under the covers. It seemed as though it took forever to get warm. I regretted that he couldn't see it my way. I regretted that I'd given him so much of myself while getting pushed against the door, but I didn't regret saying no to his proposal. I knew the limitations of my heart, and having a relationship with an expiration date would hurt me more than cutting him off on my front steps. I didn't want an expiration date. I wanted to go in with both feet. I wanted to be blind and dumb when my heart was ripped out of me, to go in faithfully with everything. So when I stood alone again, tears welling up, I could tell myself that he was the asshole. He'd fucked up. He was awful, and my mother was right. Too good looking, too talented, too rich. How was I supposed to soothe myself if I went in knowing when it would end? Cynical. The whole idea of it was cynical. Eventually, I fell asleep in my mother's gold dress, feeling as though I'd dodged a mess of heartache.
Expiration dates. The treadmill was impossibly boring without a book. Free weights were no better, unless I had an audiobook in the headset. Counting reps literally caused me psychic pain. The urge to run was so strong. This I could do. Climbing up a hill I could fall down was good. I could give it attention, and the stakes were high, because falling could lead to a career-killing broken bone. Things last until they don't. I threw myself up the hill and back down again, one step at a time. I'd built the charms in my life one at a time, and one at a time, they'd collapsed. So, one at a time, I'd have to build them again. I didn't have women in Los Angeles, yet the hopefulness of that thought brought Vivian to mind. I tried to shake her as I climbed. I had reasons for the rules. So no. But I tasted her in my dry mouth, heard her in my gasps. Once her voice came to my mind with its talk of expiration dates, I couldn't shake it. She was in my invigorated muscles and the ache in my arms, and the harder I pushed, the harder she did. Maybe I could break the Los Angeles rule.